Welcome everyone to Sports Dudes Radio. This is our inaugural episode, and we're going to talk about sports. I'm one of your hosts, William.
I am your other host, Brian.
Absolutely. We're going to cover all aspects of sports, and we're going to come at it from an angle that you might not have thought of before. And you might even impress your friends by copying our dialogue.
Copying our dialogue? No, I think it's more about the recipes and stuff like that we're going to talk about. We're the kind of guys that enjoy the pre and post game just as much as we actually enjoy the game.
So we're going to talk about beer. We're going to talk about liquor. We're going to talk about food. We're going to talk about smokes. Everything that makes for a great sports party, not just the game. We're going to talk about the games too.
Yes, exactly. And some of the headlines going on. It's not going to be a lot of... We're not going to do a lot of coverage of your scores and stuff like that, because if you're like us, you're sports fans, so you don't need the scores. You already know all those. So.
Yeah, you've already seen that, and we could never keep up with a podcast that was fresh enough to give you the latest scores. I mean, there's already networks that take care of that.
Yeah, exactly. We're just here to give some colorful commentary on some things that are going on for the current week in sports, as well as a lot of back stuff. We'll talk about, you know, famous players, great games, top tens of this and that. And of course, like we said, we're going to be reviewing all those great things that you would take to a tailgating party to kick off a good game.
So be thinking about some of the things you'd like for us to review. Think about some of your best recipes for the tailgating parties. Think about some of your favorite beers and cigars and different specialty liquors, and we will definitely try to get to those, and we will try to get the word out about them.
That's right. Now, we don't actually have an email address to contact us as of yet.
But stay tuned.
Yes, we will have that as a webpage going up. You can always check us out at the Podomatic webpage, which is just the show name, .podomatic.com, or you can just go to www.podomatic.com and search the Sports Dudes Radio or Sports Dudes Radio, and you can find us there, or you can find us on iTunes. And as soon as we get that email address and the webpage up, which will probably be by the second episode, we'll have that for you out there. So sit tight, and with the next episode or so, we'll have all that for you.
So grab a beer and relax, and you'll have a way to contact us soon enough.
Well, let's talk about the beer we're going to be consuming tonight. What is the beer for tonight?
Tonight's beer is a local favorite from our area of Central Virginia. It's Star Hills beer. It's their seasonal beer, The Gift. It's a Winterbach Lager.
Oh, nice. Could you pass me one of those there, William?
I can.
All right, cool.
I'm going to try this out. They're slightly warm.
Yeah, they are slightly warm. So, yeah, you're probably going to need a cooler for these bad boys. All right, I'm going to sample this. You've already sampled it, and then we'll compare and talk about it. But why don't you go ahead and tell people about The Gift from Star Hill.
All right, The Gift is the winter beer from Star Hill. They always put out some different seasonal varieties. This one just came out last year. They debuted it on November 15th of 2009. It is a Pilsner and Caramel variety of beer. If you are into beer and you know a lot about it, the hop variety is Hallertau, and it's bottom-fermenting large yeast that was used to produce this. Star Hill claims that it has a warming alcohol flavor and a sweet finish with about 25 bitterness units. I think I kind of agree with this. This is the kind of beer that if it was nice and chilled, I could sit by the fire and watch the game with it, or, you know, have the fire pit out in the parking lot for the tailgate party and kick back with it. It does have that, like, warming alcohol effect first and then a little bit of a sweet kind of aftertaste.
I think you're full of crap. It tastes horrible to me. This thing is disgusting. I don't like this at all, you know? I think I'd rather enjoy my game with like, a Miller Lite.
You're a true redneck.
I really, you know, and you will see that. You're definitely going to have to be the, when we do these reviews. Now, hopefully I will find one that I'll give my sports dude's approval, seal of approval on, but it's not going to be The Gift for me. I'd still go grab a six-pack of Miller Lite, and I would take that to the game instead of The Gift.
Well,
first of all, I don't think I'd show up to a tailgating party with a beer called The Gift with a giant snowflake on it, but
hey, well,
that's your choice.
Tis the effing season, so this could be your gift for the party. You bring a six-pack of The Gift and give it away because you don't like it, and you can drink the cheap beer.
Yeah, especially if it's teams you don't like playing. You know, that's like Thanksgiving. I'd be giving The Gift out to everyone I'm watching games with.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the greatest beer for the Cowboys Thanksgiving Spectacular. Just give it away, which hopefully they will do with the score.
Yeah, we know there's got to be at least one Cowboys fan that'll stumble upon this show at some point, so we're sorry. We're going to trash on a lot of teams, and we hope you trash us back. We're not going to tell you what our teams are, obviously.
I think you'll probably figure it out as time goes on.
Yeah, well, I'm sure in the next 10 minutes we'll we'll shoot that one off by accident. But write in, let us know what we want to hear about your favorite teams. Let us know, talk about that, and send in tailgating stories. We'd like to hear some tailgating stories. We love good tailgating parties, and a lot of crazy stuff will tend to happen tailgating.
I'll even tell some of my own tailgating stories if you send some in, but I'm not going
to
start it.
Hey, I'm looking forward to that. And, you know, if he keeps drinking the gift, he might start into it.
I might tell one tonight.
Yeah, he might tell one tonight. All right, so anything else that you want to clear up first? I guess that's we'll just use the opening to talk about the beer. We don't have a cigar to smoke tonight or anything like that.
No cigar to smoke.
So I wouldn't be smoking on the cigar anyways just because I'm going to go with my pack of Marlboro Lights and my Miller Lite and show up to the tailgating party.
It sounds like you're just a true just smoker and alcoholic. But you just want a cheap buzz on whatever's most convenient.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm more worried about the food part of it. When we start talking about the food, okay, that I'm cool with. But the beer, Miller Lite's all I need. I don't need a beer that tastes like I, you know, dipped it in juice or something. It's horrible. I mean, you're right. It's got a warming effect. It tastes like someone peed in my bottle. A moose, perhaps? I don't know. It smells horrible. This is not good.
Well, I did leave it sitting around for a while. Perhaps something did pee in it.
But I wish I could read the Master Brewer's signature here, but it's in cursive, like really bad cursive. I guess that's to disguise.
His name is Mark Thompson.
Well, Mark Thompson, that's a horrible beer. I just have a horrible taste for beer.
It's an acquired taste. It's something you really have to learn. In a few weeks, maybe you'll get that down. I don't know.
I think I'd have to get a PhD and the gift to appreciate this. I'm sorry. This is crap.
Well, they have some other beers that I'll try at some point.
I'll try them with you, but that's going to be my basis for comparison is the Miller Lite. Because that's what I enjoy. All right, so why don't we get into some of the things that are going on in the sports world right now. A couple of the headlines going on. A couple of things to discuss. Discussing sports, does that sound like something you might want to do on a sports show?
Well, I hope to talk about Black Friday sales, but I guess we can talk about sports.
Well, you know, that would be nice if the, you know, NFL shop or NHL shop was actually going to do Black Friday deals jerseys and stuff. I doubt it. The only time I see a great deal on a jersey is when I go shopping on my team's webpage and we've just cut a player. And then I can go get his jersey for like $7.99. I'm not going to wear it anywhere, but it's a nice way to collect jerseys.
Yeah, well, just because they've been cut doesn't mean they were terrible.
That's true. They're not always terrible, but, you know, it looks stupid. It looks stupid to walk around like that. Like, I'm not going to go to
people still walk around with jerseys of people that have been retired and dead for years.
Yeah, but usually, like, a player that retired from the team or played long lengths of the team. Like, I wouldn't walk around now, like, up at FedEx Field for the Redskins wearing a Brandon Lloyd jersey. You know, we cut Brandon Lloyd, and he's doing great elsewhere. So, no, how about wouldn't do that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I wouldn't wear a Jason Campbell jersey either, but
but I would buy one for $7.99. So, yeah, I guess that was about right. 10 minutes in, and we already blew it on our NFL team. So, the haters, bring it.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're so abused. We're numb to it, so
exactly,
yeah, just say whatever you want.
Yeah, we know we have no right to trash any other team because we suck so bad, but we hear
which
it all the time.
Which gives us every right.
Yeah, which gives us every right. You're right. All right, so what's some big things going on in the sports world right now? Did you watch any college basketball this weekend?
I did not.
Well, you missed an awesome, awesome dunk. I don't know, where is it? Central Florida, maybe, that he goes to? Marcus Jordan?
I don't know.
Michael's son? He put up a monster jam on this dude that was way taller than him. And, of course, he drew the technical after, you know, saluting the crowd afterwards. But it was a Michael moment there. It was definitely ESPN highlight reel material. It was really nice. I mean, who cares about these teams? I don't even know who this team was, but it was a really nice dunk.
That gives
Marcus
you a technical
Jordan.
Foul?
Yeah, he got a technical on it.
I mean, it's not like he pulled his pants down and mooned them. Why did he get a technical just for that?
I don't know, but it's funny. He doesn't look like Jordan at all.
Huh, is he Blanco?
I'm sorry?
Is he of the white persuasion?
That's what I thought you were asking me, but I couldn't believe you were asking me if Michael Jordan's son was white.
I mean, you said he didn't look like him. I was just trying to figure out what you meant.
I forgot that people are lumped into two giant sums. There's the black people, and then there's white people, William.
No, that's not true. I'm just saying it.
Well, yeah, he's definitely a black guy. He just doesn't look like a black Michael Jordan-style guy. He's a black...
I mean, is he short?
I mean, he's shorter than the guy he dunked on. I mean, I can't really tell. I don't... Like I said, I don't know what team he plays for. It's like Central Florida Knights or something. I don't know. You know, I don't dig that deep into college football or basketball. You know, I know all your big teams. Stick with the ACC on this side of our...
I mean, I'd have thought that he would be playing for a bigger team. I mean, even Jordan went to North Carolina, right?
Yeah, of course. And that's where he played his best ball, was North Carolina. But he was all right with the Bulls, but he played his best ball in North Carolina. Mm. Yeah, so Marcus Jordan putting up a monster dunk. Go look it up on YouTube and check it out. It was pretty awesome.
Cool.
Let's see, other news. Hey, still in college, Bo Pelino. Now, have you seen this video?
Yeah, I did see it. He went ape.
Yeah, he went smack off on one of his players. I don't know what player it was. Did you read the article?
I think it was the guy's name Martinez. It was his quarterback.
It was the quarterback. Yeah, okay, yeah. And it was something about he called his dad or something during the game. Did you catch any of that?
I don't remember exactly what it was, but he had gone off on the officials before that. The guy just went into like a syphilitic rage or something. He went off on the officials because they had had a game with a school record number of penalties and penalty yards, and then the quarterback injured his foot or something like that, and he just went off. The man came unglued.
I mean, I couldn't tell if it was just the way the video was cut because I didn't see the game live, but it looks like the referee was actually pulling the coach away from yelling at the kid and telling him to calm it down.
He was sticking his finger in his face and poking
him
in the chest.
He was poking him in the chest.
And the kid is just like looking aside like he didn't know what to do. I mean...
Yeah, no, it was...
I mean, kudos to him for not, you know, for respecting the coach and not getting back in his face and punching him or something. I don't know if I could have done that.
Yeah, I don't really know if that was a respect thing or if you're just terrified.
That could be, too. Yeah,
Bo Pelino's a terrifying man. He's a psycho, right? This guy's like Norman Bates psycho. He's crazy. Guy's crazy.
But obviously.
He came out and apologized, so all is well in college football world.
Yeah, correct? Apparently.
All right, so other big news. Well, some football news.
Like NFL?
All from the same game. Yeah, NFL football news from the Redskins-Titans game, excuse me, from this past Sunday that was won by the Washington Redskins in overtime. We saw, what, at least 7 Redskin players go down with injury. One of them
definitely
included Clinton Portis, who is now out for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I mean...
With a low, 200-some yards maybe? 2-3 touchdowns on the season?
Yeah, and he's really close to hitting the 10,000 mark.
70-some yards away, I think.
And I don't know if he's going to get another shot, man.
Well, I think he will. He just might not get that shot with Washington.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, him and Shanny go back, but I don't know if it's going to be enough to keep him around for another year, because he's done nothing this year for us.
You know, it's funny, I don't know if it's really Shanahan that would be the one to keep him around as much as Dan Snyder, hoping to have a running back that he can still sell jerseys for present day break John Riggins' rushing record.
True.
Which
I don't know. He may keep him around, but just... like a museum piece, I mean.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Once he gets those...
then again, most of our offense is a museum piece, so...
Yes, they are. That's why night games or anything at 4 o'clock, the guys are tired and they just can't play.
Yeah, they're ready to go to bed.
Of course they are. Well, that's aging offensive line.
The chickens crowed early and, you know, or the rooster, whatever, crows.
Yeah, that's what happens. On the other side of the fence, though, the Tennessee Titans lost starting quarterback Vince Young to a thumb injury, I guess.
Yeah, as he thumbed his nose at the crowd.
Yeah, if that wasn't bad enough that you injure your thumb and you go on injured reserve, you already had lost your starting job for throwing part of your equipment into the stands, and then he flipped out on the coach. He was asked to leave the team meeting on Monday.
He was asked not to come, actually. He never showed up.
No, he did show up. And then one of the offensive coordinators came over to him in the locker room and told him that he was not to be on the premises. He was asked to leave the premises.
He was asked not to come to the meeting. They
oh, yeah, yeah.
They can't ask him not to come onto the premises. He's under contract. That, I mean, the Titans went through this a couple of years ago when they banned someone else from the facility, and he sued them because he was under contract and he wanted to come there and still work out or whatever.
Really? Really? Yeah. Okay, so I know they asked him to leave. I'm sure, obviously, something more happened with that. I didn't follow it any further.
Of course, the
than
Titans
that.
Owner has, you know, come out and said that the two of them need to play nice and move on.
Well, I know he's, you know, as most people do nowadays, he texted old Fisher and said, "Hey, I'm sorry. Sorry for flipping out. Sorry for throwing my equipment."
Which is ridiculous. I mean, it, come on now.
Well, they need to make peace or someone's going to be on suicide watch again. So let's, let's let Vince Young have his little pouty fit and do what he needs to do. If not, he's going to cry about it.
You know, there was an interesting article posted on Yahoo Sports about this situation. Not just that, but a couple of other situations that are going on, and basically asking, are certain quarterbacks being given preferential treatment because of race, which I find absolutely ridiculous. They cited Vince Young,
the Donovan McNabb incident.
And, was it Jason Campbell? Was he the other one? Maybe not, but anyway, I think this is ridiculous. Why would they even question that? I mean, for God's sake, they're still letting Brett Favre play.
Well, yeah, I mean, are they? They're letting him go out there. I don't know if you can call that playing what he's doing. Even though I'm sure he'll throw five
records.
I mean,
he was doing better playing when he was sending those text messages.
Yeah, obviously.
I mean, that was more productive playing, I think.
I really don't know. I'm not going to talk too much about Brett Favre because the Vikings will come to our Washington and just stomp us on Sunday if I continue to do that. But so I'll stop there. But yeah, I'm glad you brought him up because the Vikings will be coming to Washington, but they will be short B. Chili.
Yeah.
Old B. Chili got the boot this week after that horrible loss to Green Bay.
Well, do you think that they're going to start Favre? Do you think they have it in them to break his streak?
Yeah, I think he's going to play.
I'm sure he'll play, but are they going to start him? Are they going to start him and then pull him?
I think he's going to start. I think he's going to start and he's going to come out and kick our tails. That's what I honestly think is going to happen.
I don't know. He's had his tail between his legs. There's a lot going on right now with him.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the Washington Redskins haven't been playing the best football either out there, so we'll have to wait and see. We'll see.
True.
Any other big headlines you want to talk about?
Well, I think that in general we're going to cover a lot of different sports things. There's some sports that we were kind of on the tail end of. I'll probably be our NASCAR consultant.
Yeah, definitely. You're going to have to cover the NASCAR. Even though I did see, I do keep up enough to know that Jimmy Johnson won that
again.
Really close point race, right? I mean, this is the first time that the Chase for the Cup's ever been this close between three drivers.
Right.
And just like NASCAR, though, to build it up to this giant, you know, here's the last race, or this is the only time you're ever going to see this, and for like 90-some laps, some other guy was leading the race, right?
Right. Well, I just don't get how Jimmy Johnson has become this powerhouse in NASCAR. Something is wrong. Something is amiss. There's not enough competition or something. I don't know. I just don't see the type of... Maybe I'm just not into it anymore. I was into it more when I was a kid, but I don't see the type of characters like, you know, your Dale Earnhardts, your Richard Petty's, your Darrell Waltrip's, people like that out there anymore. They're all like, and I hate to say this, they're all like pretty boys. I mean, they really are.
What do you want?
I mean, I want some personality. I don't want some whining Jeff Gordon sitting there saying, "Well, we had a good team, but he nudged me into the wall, and..."
Yeah, I don't like NASCAR drama. I don't even really like NASCAR. I mean, I follow it because I like sports and I like competitive things, so I always keep up when something's competitive like that. But once I checked the laps and saw that none of the three were in the top five, I was like, "I don't care. I'll see this in the morning. Who wins this?"
Yeah, I think that, I don't know, maybe once they pulled the Winston Cup sponsorship or something, they took the cigarettes and beer away from major sponsorships, that I don't know what happened, but it emasculated the sport, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you what really Nah, I won't go that route, but we'll leave.
Yeah, we might alienate some people.
Yeah, we'll leave that joke. We'll leave that joke off air. That's good. Yeah, so you'll definitely have to cover the NASCAR for us. And we've been doing a lot of football talking right now, but that's where a lot of the stories and everything's coming from right now because we're getting to the close. This is the big weekend for college football. Rivalry week.
Rivalry week in college football. Well, not only that, you know, we're getting towards the end. We're getting down to the last, this is, I guess, the last week for college football. We're getting toward the major championship, or not championship, but the major playoff races in NFL. And there's not like standouts or, you know, people that you really see coming from behind. Everything is so contentious right now because this season has been so middle of the road that a lot of divisions are just anybody's game at this point.
That's right, that's right. And all the other sports that have really kicked off, you know, they've kind of, they're just now kicking off. So they'll start to heat up once they get into their seasons. College basketball, NHL hockey.
Yeah, I mean, we've got months and months
NBA
left.
NBA basketball.
Yeah, well, you'll have to cover that because, you know, I hate the NBA, but it's like score, 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 score. Oops, we missed one. Score, score,
well,
score, score.
Well, it's not really as much anymore if you watch NBA basketball. What I don't like about NBA basketball, and I'll just touch quickly on this, and whenever we get into it, I'll obviously go more into it, but college basketball is two halves, right?
Right.
That's the only breakage you have, yeah, is the half. Where NBA basketball is four quarters, and it just seems so much more of a, you know, just right when you get the momentum going, it's taken away. So I like two halves. You know, you work to that buzzer, and then you spend the second half working to the next buzzer. I mean, there's no like, 15 minutes, okay, let's break. 15 minutes, okay, let's break. A break. Break. It's just too much. I mean, it's understandable in football, but basketball, there just doesn't need to be that many breaks.
I agree.
Hockey, you know, there's three breaks there. There's, you know, 20-minute periods. But the thing with that is that there's less to stop the action ever since the lockout. You know, we've changed a lot of rules in the NHL. It's made the game fast-paced. It can get to high-scoring numbers. You know, we don't have any more ties, which is probably the greatest update to NHL hockey
in its existence.
Excuse me. Wow. The gift beer is giving us the gift of speech impediment. What is up with that?
The gift of stuttering, yeah, and stammering. Well, I think that, you know, no hat trick reference intended, but my hat is off to hockey for coming back from the lockout as strong as they have. I mean, the players don't make as much money. The tickets aren't as expensive. But, I mean, there's a loyal and dedicated following there that, you know, baseball didn't have come back after their labor dispute problems.
That's true.
I mean, you look at a Major League Baseball game. I almost said Nationals game. That's a bad example.
But, very bad.
anyway, the stadium's half empty. There's no one there.
Yeah.
I mean, in the middle of the week, you know, I mean, you could pick your seat there. But, you know, you turn on a hockey game in the middle of the week, the place is full. I'm sure it holds a lot less than a baseball stadium.
Well, it does, but, you know, 10 years ago, going to the Washington Caps game, I mean, they were giving tickets away to church groups, and it was empty. Now, I mean, it's sold out all the time. You know, I mean, it definitely had a resurgence. And a lot of that's due to the rule changes and a lot of the star-studded players that we have in the NHL. I don't like all of them, per se, but I do like what
especially
they bring
the
to hockey.
Just north of Washington, but
yeah, both sets of them. You know, the old Kovalchuk and frickin' Crosby. I mean, you know, Pittsburgh, blech, and Jersey, which I used to love the Devils. I'm just really disgusted that they've shifted their team the way they have for Ilya Kovalchuk. But again, another story. But yeah, so basically, that's what we're going to do. This show is basically just setting up, it's like a beginner's guide to how this show is going to go. So don't think that we're going to do all football. We're going to cover all kinds of sports. And like we said before, though, we're going to cover a lot of pastime stuff. I mean, there's a lot of really cool top 10 lists, top 10 greatest plays, greatest players, you know, all kinds of stuff. So
I mean, there's stats out the wazoo. I mean, you can find a stat about how often the field is mowed if you want.
Yeah, but I'm sure most of the listeners are like us. And, you know, if you want to see something sports, you don't want to read about this guy had 300, 400 yards. You want to get on YouTube and be able to see the big run that he made, you know. And that's what's more exciting. Who cares how many yards he got on it? It's exciting to watch it happen, you know. I'm not going to jump up and go, did you see that? I bet that was 87 yards. I'm going to go, no, that was bad, man. That was awesome. That was cool.
I think you can say
Oh, can I say Okay,
you can
well.
Say
Now that we've just said it three or four times, maybe not. Maybe not as much, but... yeah, so that's what we're going to do with that. But since you were just talking about the lockout, I'm glad you brought that up because a good discussion for us tonight, I guess, to start off, would be the NFL lockout. Since we did a lot of NFL talk and we just talked about the lockout, and there is a big possibility that we could lose the NFL next year. And we discussed, you know, how hockey rebounded and baseball didn't have so much luck, and neither did basketball. And all these sports are on a pedestal, I would say, just a tad bit lower than NFL when it comes to money brought into the country, or, you know, money brought in for the sport.
Well, I think a lot of that comes from the major networks. The networks sell their souls to compete with one another to try to get these games, and ultimately that is what, you know, fuels the player salaries, because these labor agreements say they get X amount of whatever the owners pull in for the network coverage and all of that stuff. I don't know. I have a very dim opinion of labor in professional sports in general.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you, but how... I mean,
why do people that make $10 million need a labor contract? I mean, the unions were created to, like, protect the working man, and let's be honest here, anyone who is a, you know, card-carrying teamster out there, my hat's off to you, God bless whatever work you do, but... let me just put this out there. The union is a business. They want your money. They thrive because of your money. So, and it's the same that's true with the NFL Players Union. I mean, God knows how much those people that represent the players make.
Yeah, I agree. But the big thing here is, you know, everyone's like, oh, a football lockout. It won't happen. It's not going to happen. But let's just say it does happen. Say things aren't worked out and we end up losing the NFL football for just one season. Just say it's the 2011-2012 season, right?
Right.
Say we lose this season. This isn't just going to affect the people that watch football and the people that play football. This is going
no,
to affect
God, no.
tons and tons of businesses, and it's just going to just drop their earnings, their yearly earnings. For example, just to start off this conversation, Aramark. Right? Isn't that the company
yeah,
that supplies
Aramark,
food?
Definitely.
Aramark. I mean, think about the hit that company's going to take. I mean, I'd say what? Estimated 50, 60 million in the year they're going to lose?
I would be surprised if it wasn't more than that. I mean,
it's going to be a huge
number.
There's
so many stadiums they have, and, you know, at 10 bucks a hot dog, it's ridiculous.
No, and that's just one example of the many, many, many organizations.
And that's just an organization that's within the stadiums. Think about the ones that sponsor all the TV shows. Look at Toyota. I mean, they are everywhere. They're on every broadcast. You know, look at UPS even. Sponsors that whiteboard crap. I mean,
Bud Light or Budweiser and Anheuser-Busch. You know, a lot of the...
I mean, people watch the Super Bowl to see the commercials.
Yeah, and they spend a lot of money on those commercials.
They spend a boatload of money on those. I mean, you know, in some ways, it's going to hurt business for some companies.
Some of them, it's well worth it.
Guess what? They're not going to have to spend that money for the Super Bowl ads this year.
Yeah, and I know there's definitely some haters that hate on it out there, and they say, you know, what's the point of Pepsi spending millions of dollars on a commercial? Everyone knows Pepsi. Everyone knows Pepsi products. But the thing is, though, that once you put the commercial out there, everyone knows Pepsi. So, you know, they wonder why would they spend this much money, but they don't realize that. Just that commercial, I mean, yeah, everyone knows Pepsi, but subliminally, more people are going to go out and buy Pepsi products, and it does work.
It
I mean, it is worth
a,
it.
It gives a good feeling about the product that you just can't get from any other way of advertising.
Yeah, so it does help these companies that is a household name. It still helps boost their sales. People, if you look at the numbers, it really does work.
Yeah, I mean, it's just what you said subconsciously, that, you know, somebody goes to the store and... you know, they think, oh, well, Pepsi, and it's just in the back of their mind, that great ad, and they go and buy it.
Yeah, well, look how often right after the Super Bowl, when you go into the store, there's a nice cutout of something that was from the ad, whether it's the dancing hamster they use for this or whatever it is, you know, leaning on
the Bud Light frogs or whatever.
Oh, geez, yes, the Bud Light frogs, that's a perfect example of it. But, I mean, those companies suffer. Sporting goods stores that sell, you know, the jerseys and all that, that's going to suffer. Who's going to buy jerseys in the off season like that?
Yeah, I mean, when would you wear them? Just wear them to wear them?
Yeah,
no,
well, you can
wear
figure
them because of a game.
And you can figure, you know, hey, I'll wait till next year to buy that stuff. You know, it actually takes for your team to be playing to want to buy, you know, stuff. You know, really, I mean, think about it.
It's just like when the whole Tiger Woods controversy went down. Someone did an analysis of how just Tiger Woods' little screw-up alone was going to drastically impact the U.S. economy. They were talking about Buick. They were talking about Gillette. They were talking about, you know, whatever, Old Spice, all the different advertisers that sponsor Tiger Woods. I mean, look, the NFL. If the NFL, even if it was just for... if it wasn't a whole season, if it was just like 2 or 3 months, I mean, it would have an impact.
Yeah, it really would.
And that's not what we need right now.
No, we definitely don't. And you know what? The players, you don't need this either, because really you have, on average, 3.3 good years of football. You know what I mean? I mean, there's your players that will go above and beyond that, definitely. But, I mean, your average lineman that we don't ever really hear about on ESPN all the time, he's got about 3 good years in him that he's really climaxing. I mean, from that, he's going to have good games, bad games, sore knees, injuries, blah, blah, blah. But you have 3 really good years, and you're cutting out what? I mean, so say that's the average. So these players take a break off. All your average players are, you know, along with the stars, everyone is. So all the average players are now taking off for this year. Well, you've cut, what, 30% of your career out? 30% of your good career? Good part,
yeah,
of your
absolutely.
Career out?
Absolutely. And people who are, like, at the height of their career, I mean, they don't practice for a year or however long. They don't take a hit. They don't take a snap. They don't make a pass.
Yeah.
I mean, other than whatever they do in their own time. But if they can't come to the facilities and, you know, work as a player, they're just going to lose their edge. And
yeah.
It's going to be really, really interesting to see how the game comes back after that.
Well, not to mention the pool of athletes that would be coming in or trying to come in to NFL football then, because we'd have missed an entire year of draft. So there's all these great college stars that didn't go into the NFL because we missed the draft, plus the new ones coming out, and then it's so much harder competing to get on a team. I mean, you've got 2 great years of drafts coming out at the same time.
Not to mention, it could have an even bigger effect than that, because if you think about it, you got players in high school, especially small high schools, that play multiple sports, okay? They play basketball, they play football. They know that the NFL has a whole year that's going to be screwed up. What are they going to try to get a scholarship for?
Exactly.
Basketball, because that's still going on, definitely.
Yep.
So, you know, they see a better career path that way. It could affect drafts for, you know, 4 to 5 years by losing a class of draft picks.
Yeah, no, seriously. And, you know, the thing is, I know someone back there is wondering why we're busting so bad on this, because you're right. If anyone should be happy about lockouts and losing players and having strikes, it should be us, right? Because we win Super Bowls when that happens, right? That,
right?
We should be happy, but we're not, because as a whole, the sport, the NFL, it will suffer. It will suffer greatly. Right now is not the time. We're looking at expanding to 18-game seasons. We've made nice tweaks to overtime rules when we get to playoffs and the Super Bowls. We're starting to expand over to Europe even. I mean, there's even talk that in the next couple of years we'll have some European, you know, teams maybe involved that we can play against in, not obviously the NFL league, but, you know, our champion would
right.
play their champion,
you know,
and so
teams,
on.
Teams, more games played overseas, mm-hmm. all that stuff. The appeal is broadening, but you shut all of that off. And
now, how much do you think of this is to blame on our Commissioner Goodell that wouldn't have happened when Tagliabue was running things?
Some of it may be to blame for him, but I think that some of it is also the fans' fault for, you know, feeding into it and building up the egos and paying the exorbitant prices and building it up to where it is right now.
Oh, we're the worst of all of them. I mean, because our owner, Dan Snyder, knows that we can go 2-7 and people are still going to go out to StubHub and spend $200 on a ticket and pack that place.
Yeah.
Why? Why? Well, how do you ever expect anything to improve or for him,
well,
to take
it
seriously?
There's no incentive for it to improve.
Exactly. There's no
because
incentive.
Because it's still selling out when it sucks. So.
Yeah. Really, I mean, something's got to be done. They need to settle this thing. You know what? Before we get any further closer to the playoffs, we just need to get it settled now. We need to say, yes, there is going to be a 2011-2012 season. Done deal. Let's get it settled.
Yeah, not to mention, I think that in general, sports has fallen off of its pedestal. It's not the thing to be looked up to that it once was. You know, I don't think that they're the sports figures in general are the role models they once were.
No way.
And what does it really say when a guy who makes $10 million says, I don't agree with the terms you're proposing, so I'm not going to play next year. Give me a break.
No. Yeah, you're right. I mean, parents didn't people care that their kids looked up to someone like Michael Jordan. Everyone loved Michael Jordan.
But times are different now. I mean, we're supposedly on the rebound as a country economically, but, you know, people who are struggling right now and they buy those jerseys for their kids and stuff like that, they sacrifice to do that, and look what they're glorifying.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, how many players, of star players, do you want to go out there and put your jersey on? I mean, you've got Michael Vick, who I have no problem with, obviously, but I'm sure a lot of parents and kids and other people do have a problem.
You know what? I did for a while, and this is getting off topic a little bit.
No, it's fine. It's sports, right?
Yeah, it's football. But I had a problem with him. Of course, you know, we'll talk about this later. I had a problem with him for years.
Yeah, well, obviously.
But you know what? I've got to say, I respect him. He went through a lot of crap. He made some mistakes. He's made a comeback for himself. He's made a name for himself, and he's really a changed person. You know, they even talked the other night about how when all the young guys on the team go out every night and party and go to bars and stuff. No, not Michael Vick. He's at home studying the playbook, watching game film. He's got his head in the game, and it's paying off on Sunday.
I'm glad it is. I mean, I hate to see him beating us like he is, but hey, I'm glad he's gotten this chance. I wish we would have taken him.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, nothing wrong with Donovan. I like Donovan. He's an established quarterback, but like you said about getting into Vic, I'll get into that later too, of why I like that style of quarterback better. Just obviously I'm used to that style from my other team, so that's what I like to see. But but you have Michael Vick, who, you know, because of his trouble, you know, what are you going to do? Haynesworth, are you going to wear a Haynesworth jersey? I mean, he's hit people, he's beaten women. I mean, Brett Favre, there's a big jersey for you. I mean, yeah, he's showing his ding dong.
Texting your wiener. I mean, give me a break.
Dong texting. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger, two Super Bowls
with it in his hand.
Yeah, two Super Bowls and two rape accusations.
And he should probably be a registered sex offender.
Yeah.
In our locality, if you or I go to a bar and pull our hog out and walk through there, we're going to be on the sex offender registry. I'm going to lose my job because of that.
The scariest thought, the sex offender street of all sex offenders. As you just put, the sex offender street. That's,
whatever.
It's terrifying. It's really terrifying.
But, I mean, it's true. You know, the average person does something like that, and they're in jail, or they have the next 10 years of their life ruined.
Oh, it's true. It's true. You know, what's funny is, since I brought up Michael Jordan as the basketball star, you know, Michael Jordan was where it was okay. Even McDonald's, everyone wanted kids to be like Mike, you know? It was really, back to basketball.
Mike was a corporation. I mean,
yeah, but
he had the shoes, he had the this,
oh,
the
he had
that.
Everything. And I mean, a lot of basketball players still do, but it's basketball that started all this. If you think about it, go back to Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant is really the one that kicked it off. I mean, he's the one that, if you think about it, in our time.
Even Kobe beef, you know?
Yeah.
Those Japanese cows that are fed beer. Yes,
but that's he's the one in our day and age, right? Kobe Bryant's the first one to really make us all go, man, you know, kids looked up to you and you really ruined it.
Well, I mean, there was Magic, you know.
Well, Magic Johnson's a little bit before our time. We were to the point where when he was diagnosed with HIV, we were too young to understand.
Fourth grade.
Yeah, I mean, we're like, what happened to him?
What did he do? How'd he get that?
Yeah, we didn't know that he was just a hooker.
Why would he do that?
Yeah, we didn't know that he was a hooker like that. But so that's what happened with him, and you know, that's I would say that whatchamacallit was in our generation, or was the
Kobe, yeah
Kobe. Before that, I guess for people it was what, Pete Rose. He really well, really again another letdown in base. It was baseball. There's the view. Baseball players aren't, you know, the big ones aren't going out and raping women or doing this or doing that. But how big of a letdown was it after the big Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa race for the home run king? And it was so exciting that even people that didn't like baseball were watching it. And then you're like, it all feels fake now because you guys were cheating. It just made it feel so fake.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same effect that back when Cal Ripken Jr. was chasing his game streak.
Oh, that was awesome. That was awesome. That was awesome.
I mean, you know, that's something to really glorify. A guy that gets paid a lot of money, shows up to work every day, and is a solid performer every day. I mean, what more can you ask for?
Yeah. And
I mean, that's something to really be glorified, not people pouting and getting away with murder, literally.
Yeah, well, I mean, Cal Ripken didn't have to do drugs to make sure he could stay, you know, playing consecutively that many games. I mean, you know, he wasn't cheating. You know, there wasn't any cheating right. in what he did. It was real. He was
legitimately showing up to work.
Exactly.
They weren't bending the rules to make, oh, this counts that he showed up because he's here.
But now,
I mean, he literally played.
I really think that, you know, and I'm not a big baseball fan. I was back in the day. I'm not now. I do still watch the World Series from time to time. But I really think that when the cheating kicked off with that home run race, it's gilded to me now. Like, I see underneath that lustery, shiny level of baseball and their big hitters.
But you know what? I bet it's been going on for years. I bet it's been going on in every sport for years. You can't convince me that those MMA fighters and wrestlers and all those people don't juice. I'm sure football players juice.
Well, hockey players, I'm sure a lot of them do. But the thing with that is, though, we're not talking about, like, a race for, you know...
Yeah.
You know, that's... I don't know. It's different, I think. I don't know. I guess the only one that can really get away with it, if it was like a NASCAR driver juicing, you know, you couldn't really say he's cheating. I mean, that's not going to make his car go any faster unless he's giving his car cocaine.
Well, but they cheat too. I mean, with the restrictor plate and drilling holes in it and shaving a little bit of metal off.
Well, that's true.
There, I mean, there's cheating there too.
Yes, but when you go that creative, I kind of have a respect for the creativity of it. Like the stuff in the bats, the lead rods or whatever it was in the bats.
Yeah.
I like that kind of creativity. I mean, I don't condone it in any way, but I do think it's funny when they do.
I definitely think that there's something to be said for the car stuff, because not just anybody can do that. I mean, you could give me a shot of steroids. I mean, I wouldn't work out, so it would have to do something on its own. But, you know, it really takes somebody who knows what they're doing to make those little modifications to vehicles.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, you know, I have barely even gotten through the gift, which is, you know, the beer for tonight. I haven't gone through it, and this would be the beer that I could take to a tailgate party, because I know I wouldn't get too drunk going into the game, because I would never finish the first one because it tastes like crap.
Well, I'm on number three, so...
Wow, you do enjoy it.
I'm just a lush. I don't know what to say. I mean, you put a beer in my hand, I'm going to drink it. Even if it tastes bad.
That's what I'm doing. I'm suffering through it, but...
But I don't know. I kind of dig on it.
Now it tastes like I'm drinking pine cones, so it's kind of gross. So hopefully next week we'll have cigars. But food. I've been waiting all episode for this. Let's get to some food talk. All
right.
All right, so why don't you explain what we're going to do with the food segment from here on out. Of course, this episode we already have it planned. We're cheating a little bit, but what do we really want out of the food section?
We really want to talk about some of the greatest things you can have at like a game party or a tailgate. You know, if you got a great twist on a burger recipe or, you know, an awesome dip or something like that that just goes good with the game and some beers and, you know, hanging out, we want to know about it. We want to try it. And even if it's nasty, we'll still try it and talk about it on the show.
Yeah. I'd like, I don't know, I've got some good recipes, I think, but... I'm really more interested in getting everyone else's recipes, really.
Because and if there's stuff like what we're going to talk about tonight, if there's stuff that is pre-made that you know, your favorite thing that you just go and buy in mass quantities for your games, tell us about that too. We'll give them a free ad. I mean, we're shameless.
Yeah, we are. All right, so tonight we're going to be talking about one that's local for us. Again, we're starting with local stuff. I mean, it's a southern chain.
It's a chain, yeah. It's out there. It has some national spotlight, but...
So this weekend, like we said, in college football is rivalry weekend for a lot of teams, most teams
right.
that have a rival. We actually are a part of a, historical rivalry. It's been going on forever and we play for the Commonwealth Cup and
yep.
that is between the Virginia Cavaliers and the Virginia Tech Hokies.
Yep.
Which, William is a who or a Cavalier. And I completely go for the Hokies. So this is a throwdown battle right here.
I don't know if I'd call it that, but and just to clarify, I'm kind of like a...
Benedict Arnold?
I'm kind of like a modern-day Catholic. You know, I go through the motions. I don't really feel connected. And I'm not sure how much I really care. And I apologize if I've really stepped on anyone's toes with that reference, but it is what it is. I graduated from Virginia. I gave them a lot of money in tuition, but they've been such a disappointment for the longest time that I can't get but so excited about it anymore because I just don't want to feel that letdown.
No, I understand. And that's how I usually feel about the Redskin-Dallas Cowboy games. Because they usually, you know, we usually don't come out on top anymore. I wish we would have been around or old enough to understand it when we were, but we weren't.
Hey, but this was a good year.
Yeah, well, yeah, this was a good year to start so far. We'll see.
Yeah.
We still got one more to go. True. One more to go. So this is the big game. No, there's no big thing with the game. Had the Hokies lost to Miami last week, Virginia would have the chance to upset and send Tech packing.
Yeah, a team that has no chance of going to a bowl could potentially stop another team from going to a bowl game.
Yeah, but now it's just going to be for the Commonwealth Cup.
Yeah, I mean, the pressure's off for Virginia, so this is their bowl game, so they need to make the most of it.
Which Virginia does have a very, very good chance of winning this game. We all know the Hokies have already lost to Boise State this year, which isn't a team to laugh about, but James Madison, a couple days after, is. Of course, a lot of that is from the aftermath of losing to Boise State in that big game at FedEx. But,
right.
You know, of course I want to beat Virginia. I always want to beat Virginia. But if they were to lose, it might humble them right before the ACC championship and guarantee us
a shot in the arm that they need to go on and really do great things.
Yeah, but hopefully that JMU loss was enough and we'll be able to pull this one off. But there is a way that Virginia and Virginia Tech fans can both enjoy this game, even if your team's on the losing side of it. And we like to get big nugget platters from Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
Chick-fil-A, I don't know if anyone, I'm sure most people or some people know what we're talking about. Chick-fil-A nuggets are the man. They're awesome. They're great.
There's nothing like Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets.
And they're a great place for tailgating. They have giant platters of what they do that. The cold sandwiches. They do dessert platters. They're about $50-$60 for the larges. I mean, it's
yeah,
wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, they have everything. They have coleslaw. They've got the whole deal. They've got everything you could want. And what goes better with a game and some beer than some fried chicken?
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing better. And bite size where you just pick it up and dip it.
And there's something about their chicken, because that peanut oil or whatever they're using is awesome. It tastes great.
Yeah, especially when they are hot and you bite them and the peanut oil juices run out in your mouth. It's the best stuff ever.
Do we need to put an explicit tag on this show now? Have you just sent us into the explicit world?
I think I just said peanut oil juices.
Okay,
well, if I just said peanut juices, it might have done it.
That's true, that might have done it. You need to lay off the gift, obviously. You're going to give the gift that keeps on giving if you don't knock it off. Yeah, so Chick-fil-A nuggets there. The chicken strips as well. Just Chick-fil-A is a great place.
They are awesome. Are you a fan of the dips?
Oh, yeah.
My favorite is Polynesian.
The Polynesian dips are sweet and sour. Yeah, it is like sweet and sour sauce. The dips are really good, and they obviously know what they're doing for tailgating. I mean, they do sponsor what? The whatchamacallit, right?
The Chick-fil-A Bowl.
Yeah, the Chick-fil-A Bowl. Wait, yeah. But it used to be, that used to be the Peach Bowl, right?
Yes.
And that's what we've replaced the Peach Bowl with, was the Chick-fil-A Bowl.
Right.
Yeah, so.
So I think they're from Atlanta or somewhere.
Yeah, well, they definitely know, they know all about tailgating then. So, I mean, there's a lot of great places. If you actually look into restaurants, you can get their,
Of course, if you want Chick-fil-A, sorry to cut you off there, but if
you want
Chick-fil-A for the Sunday game, you need to get it on Saturday because they are closed on Sunday. They're old school, Christian valued, closed on Sunday. We don't work.
Exactly. So you need to make sure to get that on Saturday for your game on Sunday if that's what you're going to do. And, of course, they're obviously better for college games because you can get them right then and there.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, the platters are great. You know, if you have a favorite restaurant, check in. Call them and ask them to see if you can get their takeout menu. The name of the menu I'm trying to think of here.
Appetizers?
No, but I mean, it's a, you know, to order in big quantities of their platters and stuff
catering.
Like that. A catering menu. Thank you. God, why couldn't I think of that? Yes, a lot of places will cater your tailgate parties or your football, sporting, or hockey, whatever you want to, whatever sport is. We're just saying football because that's usually what we're eating during.
Right.
Hockey comes on every other night, and if I was having a big party every other night, I'd be a giant fatty, so I can't do that.
Yeah, I'd be a fat ass that probably has been fired from my job because of constant problems with being drunk.
Yeah, that would not be good. So, yeah, that's our place for this week is Chick-fil-A. And like we said, check with some of your favorite places to get their catering menus.
And if you're inviting me to the party, get an extra platter of the nuggets because I think I can eat a whole one by
myself. I could eat a whole platter.
Especially if I've been drinking, I can just sit there and just shovel them in.
I really could. I mean, I could grab
a handful of like 10 of them and just shove them in my face with breading falling everywhere.
And that's actually what you would eat in one meal, right? They come in a box of 10?
Yeah.
So, and you really could get about 10 in your hand and eat them. Maybe we can videotape this and we'll put up videos from time to time on our webpage of competitions. We'll have some competitions. We'll have to play some tailgating games.
We will.
Of course, we'll have to play the hacky sack toss game and not call it cornholing, because I hate when people call it cornholing.
The first time I ever heard of that, I was like, you're going to go... It was in Ohio. The company I used to work for had a headquarters in Ohio, and someone was going there for a training, and they're like, oh, go play cornhole. I was like, I don't think so.
Hey, we'll be glad it wasn't
where
like
I come from. That is not a game that you play, and if you do, you don't talk about it.
Yeah, be glad you weren't at like a football game and someone said, hey, you want to go out to the parking lot so I can cornhole with you? And I'm sorry, no, that's not gonna work.
No, but thanks for asking.
Yeah, we'll have to do some of that. And like we said, we want your recipes, we want your stories, any input or anything you want us to talk about, any show ideas you have, sports related, anything sports. I mean, we'll talk about video games, we'll talk about movies. We love sports. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't just have to be the numbers or the games. Every element of sports and every sport we'll give a chance.
And some of the movies are the greatest things to talk about because it completely romanticizes like the best outcomes, the underdogs come and win. And,
the books too. Books do the same thing. You know, they're
and some of them remind us of life around here. Friday Night Lights.
Yeah,
except we're not nearly as big as those big teams in Texas. But
yeah, wasn't that like Odessa, Texas?
Yeah,
yeah. That's huge.
Maybe Varsity
High School Football.
Blues. But
well, I mean, we do, but it's all Tidewater for us.
I was
us.
Billy Bob.
Yeah, ours is all Tidewater. We don't have any up here.
Yeah.
I'm figuring that when you said that, you mean that's the big fat guy that almost died?
Yeah, the one, Puke and Rally.
You know, I never actually watched it. I never watched
serious?
All of it. I watched parts of it.
You never saw James Vanderbeek and what's her name with the whipped cream
bikini? Yeah, the whipped cream bikini. And yeah. I've seen a lot of the movie. I just don't like that movie.
Well, yeah, it hits a little too close to home at times.
Yeah, way too close to home at times. So that's not a movie I enjoy. Any closing statements for this week?
Well, you know, like I said, we'll get you some ways to contact us in the next episode. Just keep an eye on our page, and we will get that out to you. We definitely want to hear from you, and we want to build some enthusiasm about talking about sports.
Yeah, let us know what sports you like to hear about so we can focus on those more so than others. If we get 400 responses that you hate freaking, you know, table tennis, then we're going to probably not talk about table tennis. But if 400 of you request it, well, by golly, we'll try
we'll
to figure it out.
Find something out about it.
Yeah, so that'll be awesome. And we're going to do this weekly, right? It's going to be a weekly show.
It will be weekly.
We're going to pick a day. We'll let you know throughout the first 3 to 4 episodes. We'll have it completely fleshed out. You'll know the dates they come out. We'll be pretty prompt on the exact day of each week. I mean, it's going to be a set day. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, whatever the heck it's going to be.
Right.
And, make sure to check back. You know, if you liked any part of this episode at all, bear with us and come back because we want to build.
Get better.
Yeah, hopefully it will get better. If not, it'll stay the same, much like the gift. Maybe that was a precursor for
better.
The show. Is it getting better?
You just got to drink more. It gets better.
Yeah, maybe I have to kill some
it's
of
like
this off.
It's like some gifts that you didn't think were good at the time, but
that's true.
Yeah,
there are gifts
I've
liked.
You're like,
to the side.
Hey, that's not so bad. I can deal with that gift.
That's true. Maybe that'll work. Maybe that'll work. Or I'll just finish this
except
off and go get a Miller Lite. Yeah, herpes is the.
That's a gift that you never gets better.
No, it doesn't get better with age. I think it actually looks worse with age. Not that I've seen pictures of it. Not that I want to talk about pictures of herpes or anything like that. So I'll stop right there. But, we'll be back next week. And any closing thoughts on the games or anything going on this week? And any sport, what's going to be the big thing for next week? What are you pretty sure that we're going to be talking about next week?
I think next year.
Next year, yeah.
Next year, right. We're going to talk about the Redskins-Viking game. We're going to talk about the Thanksgiving rivalries. We're going to talk about what the future holds for Mike London and the Hoos.
Yeah, well... So
going to talk about my favorite person to hate on in the whole organization, and that's you, Craig Littlepage.
All right, so you
We'll talk about some college ball too, some college B ball. That's you know, that'll be starting to heat up.
Yeah, I mean, it already has. I think UConn knocked off number two. Was it Michigan State? I can't remember who number two was. I know number one, obviously, is Duke. Yeah, my Hokies got knocked out of the top 25.
Duke is peak, Wake is fake. All the rest are NC State.
Wow, that was that was wonderful. Very, very.
It wasn't original.
Yeah, I could tell. You're not that quick on your feet there, especially not with three of the gift down the hatch.
Three gifts.
All right, so I think next week that we're going to be talking about why Brett Favre got pulled from the game Sunday, and
because the new coach had to make a stand,
and how the Cowboys finally lost their Thanksgiving magic. Because I think the Saints are going to pull it off.
I hope they do. I hate them.
And make my Thanksgiving that much better.
Yeah.
All right, so we will catch you guys back next week. And thanks hopefully we'll have... Yes, thank you
bring
for joining
some
us.
Friends, spread the word. Yeah. We'll be eternally grateful.
Yes, we definitely will. And like we said, we'll get that contact information to you. So stick tight. We'll be back next week.
See ya.